Good.
Welcome, everybody. Assistant County Board of Supervisors is back out of closed. Let's have a flag salute before you want to report out first.
Yes, the board went into closed session at 8:31 a.m. and came out of closed session at 9:02 a.m. The board considered items 2A and 2C with no reportable action taken.
Supervisor Talbot, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today. It is another day of business in our county. I just thank you for the freedom we have every time I hear the pledge to the flag. And this being Holy Week and Easter coming up, the freedom we have to worship as we choose. What a privilege, what an honor, what a great thing that is for us to live in this country. And then, Father, for those who come today to participate in the government, it's important for us to take personal responsibility, to be part of the things that take place. Thank you for our supervisors who serve faithfully and who make decisions that are important for our county. For those that are going to be recognized in a little bit about their years of service and upon retirement, we thank you for their commitment, their service, and we pray your blessings in their lives for their future. God, we give you thanks for all things because we are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Madam Chair, before we go on, if I could make a note for the record. I made a note that Supervisor Valenzuela was in at 8:47 and participated in closed session, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And the board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and Siskiyou Power Authority and receives no additional compensation.
Thank you. We have item six is presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Do we have any public comment in the room?
We do have some here, but I believe they're all for certain items. If you could pass those down to the chair. Do we have this? And there's another one. These are for specific items.
Is there anyone online?
Showing no one online.
All right. Moving on to consent. Do you need to pull anything? If not, no, that's regular.
That's regular.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So, you want to go through? Sorry.
Call for the vote.
So, Oberyn and Haupt.
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
I do have a deep voice, but not that deep.
Well, I was waiting for somebody to call a number that we were going to pull.
Okay. We are not.
All righty. Thank you. So, Supervisor Haupt, or Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
And Kopsev is absent. And Supervisor Oberyn.
Aye. We're going to be efficient today. Moving on to item 8. Departmental request, item A, probation. I do have Mr. James Roach in the room yet. Is he here? Okay, item A, presentation for the resolution honoring Deputy Chief Probation Officer Richard James Roach on the occasion of his retirement. Come on up.
Yeah, you can stand right there.
We should have interim Stacy Jackson on the line somewhere. She has some words to speak.
Good morning, to all of you in the room. I apologize that I am not there today. My name is Stacy Jackson. I'm the interim chief probation officer. And I thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to all of your board of supervisors and to everyone who came in. But it's a really important day for us as we are bringing to you our coworker and deputy chief extraordinaire James Roach in recognition of his retirement after 37 years in the probation field. He started out in probation as a college intern way back in the day and in Ventura County. And we were lucky enough to have him move north and join our department in 2012. And it has just been a pleasure to have James work with us. He's been a mentor to me. He's been a wonderful, wonderful leader, teacher, and everything. So I just really thank the board for taking the time to recognize him. And I present him to you.
Thank you. Any words from anybody on the board?
I'll say something. What a milestone, 37 years. Anyway, I just want to thank you for your service to Siskiyou County. It's a thankless job. Part of the invisible part of the county, most people don't see. But a critical piece, and appreciate the work you've done.
Thank you, Supervisor. Appreciate it.
Mr. Roach, you don't have to remind me. I thought you tried to retire here a couple years ago.
I've been trying to retire.
Yeah, you finally got it.
9 years.
And so we were at Mass on Sunday, and I was giving you the third degree about what you're going to do in the plan. I spoke to the missus about, you better have a honey-do list for him. Just so you know, he's a great singer in the choir when he sings up there. So congratulations. It's, there's always should be an end game for us, and I hope you really enjoy your retirement. And don't come back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mr. Harris? Being a former county employee myself, I know that times can be stressful, and you kind of contemplate like decisions as you move through your career in the county. But staying not that long is tremendous, and I couldn't be more honored than to sit up here and see you go out in this fashion. So.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Harris.
Before I read this resolution, I just want to say I had the pleasure of going to your retirement party at the probation office, and it was a real honor and pleasure to hear your story and how you've progressed over so many years, not only with our department, but in Ventura County as well. And it was just wonderful to hear your story and how much you've given to not only our county, but to this entire state. Thank you for your service and what you've done for this community and to how you've served so many people. So with that, Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors resolution honoring Deputy Chief Probation Officer Richard James Roach upon his retirement, and forgive me because this is really long, we have a lot to say. Whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer James Roach was employed with Siskiyou County Probation Officer from March 4th, 2012 until his retirement on March 28th, 2025, completing over 13 years of dedicated service in Siskiyou County. Whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach started his career with Ventura County Probation Department in the spring of 1987 as a student aide at a youth center for 602 wards. And whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach was hired as an intermittent juvenile group supervisor in 1987 and hired full-time as a juvenile correction services officer in March of 1988, he was promoted to supervising corrections service officer. Wow, these are big titles. Providing much-needed service to the youth of Ventura County while also implementing best practices and training officers, and Whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach was promoted to Deputy Probation Officer, ooh, the titles are getting easier, in 1995, working in both adult and juvenile divisions, including field services and gang suppression units. He promoted to Senior Deputy Probation Officer and then to Supervising Probation Officer, overseeing and guiding Deputy Probation Officers in best practices. And whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach served Siskiyou County Probation Department as a probation officer from March 2012, Probation Division Director from October 2012 to March 3rd, 2013, and concluded his 37-year career as the Deputy Chief Probation Officer. And whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach was instrumental in developing policies and procedures for Siskiyou County Juvenile Probation to provide best practices as well as guiding officers in juvenile court proceedings, placement, facility programming, and legislative compliance. And whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach's accomplishments as a mentor, leader, manager, and Deputy Chief Probation Officer set an exemplary model that will serve as a lasting legacy for the department's staff and the community he serves so well. And whereas Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach served the Siskiyou County Probation Department and the citizens of this county with the utmost initiative, dependability, integrity, loyalty, knowledge, efficiency, and leadership, thus exemplifying excellence during a distinguished career of selfless and sustained service. It is therefore resolved that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors extends their congratulations to Deputy Chief Probation Officer Roach upon his retirement and honors him for his numerous accomplishments and the integrity, dedication, and utmost commitment with which he served the Siskiyou County Probation Department and the people of Siskiyou County. Unanimously passed and adopted this 18th day of March, 2025. Signed at the Board of Supervisors. Thank you very, very much for your service. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. May I say a few words?
Absolutely.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank my wife, Jennifer, of almost 25 years next month, for supporting me all these years. And the probation team I've worked with and the staff that are present, it's just been a pleasure to work with them. They've been outstanding. I've just really enjoyed working with them. Throughout the years, they're going to do great. We have such a great team going forward. Thanks, Stacy and Cammy, for putting a lot of this together and anybody else who helped support this. And all the allied agencies I work with, the judges in the court, were outstanding. I just really enjoyed working with them. I spent a lot of time in this room with the judges. I think our system, the justice system in Siskiyou County, works pretty well. And I think we've tried our very best to meet those justice goals in the best manner possible and the spirit in which this country has been founded. So, again, I'm really humbled by all what's going on here, and just want to say I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thanks.
We're going to do pictures. We have a few more presentations to make, and we're going to do pictures at the end of those. If that's okay, if you can wait, that'd be great. So, next, we'd like to call...
Madam Chair, just real quick, can we make a note for the record that Supervisor Kopseff was in at 9:18?
Absolutely.
Thank you much.
Sheriff Lieutenant Adam Chrissy, please.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. As part of the... County Administration has introduced a 20-year retiree recognition program to honor the dedication and contributions of employees retiring after 20 more years of service to the County of Siskiyou. It is with great respect that we recognize Sheriff Lieutenant Adam Chrissy for his two decades of service and lasting impact he has made on the community as he transitions from county service. Thanks for coming today, Adam. And I know that there are some of his coworkers that would like to say a couple of words.
Whoever wants to talk, come on up.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Good morning, Board of Supervisors. A couple things. I just want to say I'm proud of Adam. I've known him for many years. He, of course, started in Mount Shasta as a police officer there and then went to Wairika Police Department where I met him and then transitioned to the Sheriff's Office. Most people that know Adam know that he's pretty hilarious, and he actually is someone that can get you through a real difficult time. And I just want to say that this job is very difficult. I think most people know that. But he exhibited a lot of selflessness over the years and demonstrated, I think, what we find to be the core of a peace officer, in that he served his community with distinction. He was a field training officer for many people over the years, including me, at the Wairika Police Department, and then moving on to the Sheriff's Office. So he has single-handedly, as an individual, trained, I don't even know how many people, countless people. So we do owe him a great deal of respect and gratitude for his service. And Adam, thank you for all that you've done to serve the community. Thank you. Good morning. I don't know if I'm supposed to introduce myself. I'm Ben Weststein, work with the District Attorney's Office. I wanted to first thank the board and the County Administrator, Angela Davis, for taking a moment to recognize Lieutenant Adam Crissy. As you know, Adam spent 20 years employed by the Sheriff's Office, where he worked at every corner of this county to get justice for its citizens. I personally had the privilege of working with Adam for 8 years at the Sheriff's Office. He was actually really instrumental in getting me to come over. We worked, those 8 years, we came up through the ranks together. There's a lot of things that can be said about how Adam contributed to this county through his hard work. Over the years, he trained many recruits, he mentored many employees, he responded to thousands of calls. He positively impacted many citizens of Siskiyou County, and he assisted the Sheriff's Office in meeting their goals under three different sheriffs. But there's one character trait that I wanted to highlight for the Board of Supervisors this morning. I spent the past week or so just trying to figure out what it is that I'd like you guys to know. Adam was very mindful of checking in with deputies after they encountered some real hard calls. As you know, we in law enforcement encounter the ugliest of what humanity has to offer in this broken world. Everything from child deaths to suicides, homicides, fatal car crashes, sexual assaults, and all manners of abuse against children and adults alike. Adam was sensitive to the impacts the exposure to these types of incidents had on those he worked with, and he was quick to check in with them and to talk them through it, especially the younger, less experienced deputies. He wanted to make sure they were okay, and if they were not okay, then he would be their friend through the incident as they processed it. This is a move that came very natural for Adam. He was in this game long enough to know what kind of calls affected us and what we took home. And he was a great partner to work with. He was somebody who was always there for you. He was somebody who would fight with you, who would help you with whatever you needed. I couldn't have asked for a better beat partner. I think that as I look at my career over the years, Adam perfectly embodies the ideal person that you want working side by side with you in this profession. So I wanted to personally thank Adam, excuse me, for all the years of hard work, for all that he contributed over his law enforcement career, which expanded 27 years and three departments, which included the Mount Shasta Police Department, the Wairika Police Department, and the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office, and for all the lives that you touched inside and outside those four walls. I also wanted to take a minute to thank Karen Crissy, his wife, who's standing in the back there, for standing with Adam all these years and being supportive of his career through all the ups and downs this profession has to offer. Those of us who are married and work in law enforcement know that because of all that we face and the demands that it places on our personal and professional lives, it does take a supportive spouse to get us through. So, Karen, I wanted to thank you for lending Adam to us these 27 years to this law enforcement community, and I know that this hasn't always been easy. In closing, I wanted to say to Adam and Karen both, I know the past couple years have not been easy, and it's come through some, there's been a lot of disappointments and frustrations, but I want both of you to know that Adam retires not only with the friendship of his law enforcement community, but also with all of our appreciation and respect. Thank you.
Thank you. with that, we will take comments from the board.
Sure. I just remember my days back when I was a city council member of the city of Mount Shasta. It seems like we were always losing the good ones to the bigger entities, which happened to be the sheriff's office. But glad to see you got a full career out of it. Always appreciated all that you did in this county. Thank you.
Anything else before we read the proclamation?
I just want to say the commendation from the sheriff and your peers that speaks for itself. Thank you for your service.
I don't remember, but I know you since you were probably 3 or 4. You really make me feel old. I'm here watching somebody retire. But anyway, Adam, I really appreciate what you've done and what you do in the community. I hear the feedback. I really appreciate that. I know it's thankless a lot of times, but the community is stronger because of it. I appreciate that. Thank you for your service. Okay.
Anybody else?
So thank you for your service, Adam. I know your dedication to the department and through your law enforcement career has been your love for that type of work. And even though it's a new day for that type of work, you've paved the way to show the younger generation coming up, you know, of what it can be like in law enforcement. Your service, I commend you for it. I know that this retirement, congratulations on that, but I feel that the love for this type of work is something that you would like to continue to pursue, and it just isn't the ability to do that with the incident that happened with you. And so I applaud your dedication to City County Sheriff's Department, to the county family, and to your dedication to your family as well, and the families in City County and keeping them safe. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Angela Davis, County Administrator. I would like to personally thank Lieutenant Chrissy because it is because of you that County Administration really took the step forward to say we want to recognize and appreciate our employees, especially those that for 20, I'm getting choked up because it's monumental, 20 years and more of service. And it was because of you that we implemented this program. So I wanted you to know that. No, it's not named the Chrissy Recognition Program. Sorry. But it was because of the acknowledgement and awareness that the time that you served and how much we appreciate you. And that we want, as a county, to be able to demonstrate our appreciation for your service and for who you are and all that you have done. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew that even though it's not named after you, you were the nexus for us to be able to promote this program for employees that have reached 20 or more years of service and will retire. So thank you, and I appreciate you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Clearly you are an inspiration to not only the people around you directly, but to this community, and there isn't anything else anybody can say here that can let us know how much we appreciate you. So with that, I will read this proclamation, and if you wouldn't mind waiting until we get through with all the other ones, and we'll take pictures at the end, so just be patient with us. This proclamation of the Board of Supervisors of the County of Siskiyou recognizing Sheriff Lieutenant Adam Chrissy. Whereas Lieutenant Chrissy is a Siskiyou County local with deep-rooted ties to the community and has consistently demonstrated his unyielding dedication and support to the people of Siskiyou County. And whereas Sheriff Lieutenant Chrissy has dedicated 20 years of unwavering service to the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department. And whereas Sheriff Lieutenant Chrissy has consistently demonstrated strong and proactive leadership, embodying the values of integrity, dedication, and commitment in his service to the community, And whereas, through his outstanding efforts as a leader, Sheriff Lieutenant Chrissy has shown an unwavering commitment to enhancing the safety, well-being, and growth of the community he served. And whereas, Sheriff Lieutenant Chrissy has also made significant contributions beyond his law enforcement duties by coaching and managing local youth sports, positively impacting the lives of countless young individuals by fostering teamwork, discipline, and personal growth. And whereas the County of Siskiyou is left better after his time served with the youth, with Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department, and his contributions will have lasting impact. Now therefore be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors recognizes Sheriff Lieutenant Chrissy upon his departure from the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department, and we express our sincerest thanks to Sheriff Lieutenant Chrissy for all of his contributions. Passed and adopted unanimously by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting of said board held on the 15th day of April 2025.
Thank you. Through the chair, could you please ask for public comment?
Oh, may we have public comment?
May I?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Kirk Andrews, District Attorney. And it occurred to me, Supervisor Ogren, that when you said that there's nothing more that can be said, that there's maybe one more thing. And so if you don't mind, I'd like to do that. So in the district attorney's office, our relationship with law enforcement is very unique and interesting and deep. And when Ben talked about the one character trait he wanted to highlight of Adams, I thought it was going to be that he doesn't suffer fools. And sometimes the prosecutors are fools, and I have always appreciated a peace officer who commands our respect, who can also deliver to us the reality of what it's like to work the dark nights and the lonely roads, the places when you're outnumbered and what it's really like out there, when we have to try to bring that into a sterile, well-lit, security-enforced courtroom. And Adam is among the best of that and has taught a generation of peace officers how to do that in Siskiyou County. We appreciate all of that. But I got to tell you, I'm not going to reiterate what's already been said. I just wanted to say one thing, besides the fact that there are a lot of things he's going to leave with us and with me in particular. I'm never going to hear rural medical the same again. But the main thing is this. He had to end his career because of his service. And I don't know that everybody in the room really understands that. He gave his career to Siskiyou County. Not so much wearing out his shoes, but what happened was that Adam, as a lieutenant, okay, lieutenants don't back up these kinds of calls really anywhere, but he did, because there was a pretty new officer who's going to go out and deal with a pretty dangerous person, and this man left his administrative duties to go and back somebody up. During the course of that call, it went sideways. This is an extremely dangerous individual, and Adam had to take charge by force of his personality and also his experience. And there was a moment during that exchange when this person who he was interacting with decided that he was going to fight. He was going to end his, he was going to give away the rest of his freedom during the rest of his life in order to fight. Okay? And those are the moments that none of us can prepare for. You can't even ask somebody to be in a situation like that, but this is what we asked him to do. And this is what he did every single time he had to do it. And on this occasion, Adam's not a small man, but he was the smaller of these two. And that guy attacked him and knocked him off of this platform they were on onto some really sharp rocks. And I prosecuted that case, and I'm not saying that for any other reason other than to tell you this. I doubt that anybody's watched that body cam video more than me. And there came a time when I was watching it to see what I could prove, but after a while it changed, and I was watching it to watch him. And as I watched him, he never left the demeanor that a law enforcement officer has to have. He was really seriously injured. It was an injury that ended his career. But he never stopped trying to do the job to subdue this guy. He was actually acting incredibly professionally during that whole thing, and I was shocked at it. I had to watch it over and over and over just to see what happened to him when he realized how badly he'd been hurt. And looking at what he was looking at on his body, as far as he knows, I would think he could have lost his hand or his arm because it was that serious. And yet he never stopped being Adam Chrissy. He never stopped being Lieutenant Chrissy. And he never stopped acting in the finest traditions of a law enforcement officer. I couldn't be more proud. And as a prosecutor, I couldn't have been more proud watching what I watched at the end of his career in the last few moments of his active duty. And we're very lucky to have him. And so thank you for the opportunity to just share that one last thing.
Madam Chair, I believe there was another public comment in the blue cards for this item.
Was it? It was Mr.
Wexstein. Okay, then we're good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, but we do.
Is there anyone online?
Hello, my name is Jesus Hernandez. I'm a DA investigator. Sorry for the impromptu moment. I didn't think I would speak, but after hearing everything, I wanted to share this one story. I've been with the department for a long time, and when I went to the patrol site, Adam was my FTO. And I learned a lot from him at the time, and in ways that I can't really still comprehend of how to do the job and how to be professional. And most importantly, is how to treat your others in law enforcement, because we are a family. Sometimes we get angry at each other, sometimes we love each other, but just remember, like in any other family where you might fight each other, you always come down, you always love each other, and you have each other's back. So the story I had is back in 2019, when I was a detective, I had to respond to an officer-involved shooting in Mount Shasta involved then Sergeant, I believe, Chrissy, and Deputy John Erickson. So it was, I knew how tough it was for him, and I tried my best to be there for him. At that time, my wife and I, we tried to make dinners for anyone in the department who had who obviously went through an officer-involved shooting, which is one of the most higher stress level events you can have as a peace officer. When I called him up that night to tell him I'm coming down to give him his tri-tip dinner that me and my wife prepared, and it was delicious, by the way. But you wouldn't know, because when I called him up to say we're on our way, he said, "I'm good, don't worry about it, give it to Deputy John Erickson, who's now, I think, the chief of Lake Shastina." So even with that, he is still thinking about his fellow law enforcement officers, and that is something that I will always try to maintain in my career, whatever it has left for me. And I think anyone should maintain it, whoever carried a badge, no matter rank or title they have. They always need to keep in mind to all have each other's back and be family and be there for them when they need it. Okay? And thank you, Adam, for that lesson.
The board has a small token for you of their appreciation. So we have this wonderful headset for you and a pin to come on your service. And then I believe that you'd like to say a couple things.
I just want to thank my wife.
Thank you.
obviously not the way I wanted to go out, but things happen for a reason, and just like I said, I want to thank my wife for sticking by me through, especially the last 2 years. They've been tough. All my friends and coworkers, Corey, Ben, and Jesus, and everybody that I worked with over the years. I got some really strong friends, and Brian and Leslie Johnson that stuck through me. And that's, it's hard for me to listen to everybody talk good about me when I didn't get to fulfill what I set out to do on my own terms. So don't forget about your employees, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, thank you guys, and appreciate everything today.
Reminder, with each of these proclamations, we do need a motion to adopt them.
I just saw
that. So,
moment. So with that, we need a motion.
I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
Vote, please.
Okay, Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth.
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item C, we have a proclamation or discussion direction and possible action regarding the proclamation as part of the county's 20-year retiree recognition program, recognizing Sheriff Deputy 2 Daniel Robles.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. So as part of the 20-year retiree recognition program, the administration is also honoring Deputy Sheriff Daniel Robles for his remarkable 28 years of service to the community. Although Mr. Robles is unable to join us today, we would like to express our gratitude for his dedication to the safety of the county of Siskiyou as well.
So let's call for...
Did you want to... Yeah. The sheriff has...
I don't, you know, I wish Danny was here. Sheriff LaRue again, just a couple words on Danny. Danny again has served, I think, 28 years as it's mentioned, and just a couple points to reflect on in that. Danny also served with the California National Guard, doing both those things, serving not only the country but his local community. Danny also was very instrumental in our police academy, and he actually not only trained the cadets at the academy, but also did that as a field training officer, very similar to Lieutenant Chrissy, and again, is instrumental in training countless people. So although he's not here to accept that, I just want you all to know that he was very, again, a very strong person at the sheriff's office who did a tremendous job in getting people through training and also just serving with distinction in his community. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Wishes
of the board?
So moved.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren?
Aye. Item 5D. Discussion, direction, and possible action regarding the proclamation recognizing Owen Cabalga Molin, winner of the first quarter Peak of Excellence Award.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. The Siskiyou Peak of Excellence Program was created to celebrate individuals who exemplify outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability. Values that foster a culture of excellence and continuous improvement. The award recognizes employees who consistently go above and beyond in demonstrating these qualities. We are excited to announce that the first ever recipient of the Siskiyou Peak of Excellence Award is Owen, a dedicated member of the County Office of Emergency Services.
Any public comment?
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Frank Schnody, Director of Emergency Services. I wanted to take a moment and first thank the CAO's office for putting this together. I think it's very important to recognize each and every one of the members of our county who each and every day serve as part of making our county, Siskiyou County, that much better. But I did want to take the few minutes to dote on Owen here. So he was hired a few years ago during November for our mill fire recovery. Coming to us, sitting through our interview, and didn't have a lot of emergency management background, but he had a lot of dedication and drive. And boy, did I not know how much dedication and drive he had. So one of the things that has been so exciting about having this additional staff, because Adam and I held the reins for a long time. And then we have, I equate it to the new guy in the military who comes and has all these great ideas and we got to try to implement them, and I'm like, but we can't because we have to go through the board and we have to do this, but we want to do this, this, and this. Okay, this is what we can do, try to work within these realms. And that's what we got. So we have, I don't know if you read the citation, but what we did is in the first quarter, I said, give me a list of things that you've done to both my guys and I rack and stack. And I was like, oh boy, okay, this is going to be hard to write for one. So we pushed Owens, and as you saw, we're saving the county money through the 1122 program, which is a program, didn't even know it existed. So he did the work and found it. Our .gov, one of the things that we talked about, we've got to do this and this, this. We started making phone calls, it's done. So we were able to turn that over to IT. And then just throughout, and most of you and throughout the county employees have met with Owen regarding our COOP program, which is our continuity of operations and our continuity of operations plan, which we'll be meeting about that soon. But one of those is putting that together. If we have ever seen or written one of those, it is not a pleasant experience, and it is digging in deep, and Owen grabbed hold of those reins and made that happen. So I just want to personally thank Owen. Well-deserved. OES has a lot of different pieces out there, and this is one of the small pieces that we can extend out to the county. So I do want to say thank you again.
Sure. Thank you. You're the first, so we set the bar high. I appreciate all the effort. You know, that's always telling when someone, you, and I think you mentioned did. Some didn't quite have the experience, but we obviously found someone
yes.
they could excel.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for that. So thank you for setting that bar high.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you too, but I also want to say I am so proud of this department in the county and all the departments in general too, but to view where this department has gone since I first started on this board to where it is now. And I'm sorry, my district is the proving ground for your department. But I know my constituents deeply appreciate everything that you do to keep them safe and take care of their needs during the natural disasters that we seem to have frequently in this county. I'm a loss of words for how grateful I am for your service and for yours, Brian, and what you've done.
Sure. Congratulations. You're breaking ground for everybody behind you. Don't forget that. Let me set the pace. So congratulations and thank you for your dedication to excellence within your department. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Kind of the same thing. Congratulations. Thank you for what you've done up to this point to earn this. And, you know, I hope that you can keep the push, you know, continue to be an example for the people that work around you. That's fantastic. And you know, hope to see you with us again at some point.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I met you when you were very wet behind the ears. And your eyes aren't quite as bright, but you're way more determined. And I think you have a lot more focus, and you are doing amazing work. And we all appreciate you so much. And I know Brian does. As determined as he is, you're twice as determined. And I think that you guys make a great team. You have done fantastic work for us, and we are so grateful. Please don't leave.
He's not allowed.
All of you please leave. So, yeah, we can't say enough good things about you, and every meeting that I go to, you seem to be lurking around. So I really do appreciate that, because you do such amazing work, and you make it easy for us to do our jobs. And that is, we are forever grateful for that. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for making this a wonderful new addition to what we can offer and make people strive for. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you. And with that, I will read yet another proclamation, so bear with me for my poor reading. Proclamation of the Board of Supervisors of the Siskiyou County, of the County of Siskiyou, recognizing Owen Cabo del Molin. Whereas the Siskiyou Peak of Excellence program is established to honor employees who demonstrate outstanding commitment, accountability, collaboration, positivity, and adaptability, fostering a culture of excellence and continuous improvement within our organization and community. And whereas such recognition is given to employees meeting the criteria of the program, and whereas the Peak of Excellence Review Committee has considered all current nominations for the Siskiyou County Peak of Excellence Employee of the Quarter, and whereas Owen has consistently exemplified these core values throughout his work, making significant contributions to the improvement of Siskiyou County, and whereas Owen has demonstrated exceptional leadership in the development of a continuity of operations planning program, which engages departments to create strategic department-specific plans, ensuring the continued operation of government services during challenging times. Owen took the initiative to enroll the Office of Emergency Services, OES, in the 1122 program, a federal program that facilitates the acquisition of discounted items and vehicles through federal contracts, thereby reducing financial costs and enhancing the county's operational efficiency. Owen has been instrumental in creating and developing emergency management tools and concepts that have significantly enhanced the safety, security, and resilience of Siskiyou County's residents. Owen's tireless dedication to staying ahead of emergency trends in the field of emergency management ensures that OES remains a key player in the local government operations and a critical resource for our community's well-being. Owen's unparalleled knowledge and resourcefulness have made him an invaluable asset to Siskiyou County, continuously driving improvement and fostering a safer, more secure environment for all our residents. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors do hereby proclaim Owen Cabo del Molin as the recipient of the Peak of Excellence Award for Quarter 1 in recognition of his outstanding contributions to the county, his dedication to excellence, and his unwavering commitment to the betterment of our community. Be it further resolved that Owen's efforts serve as an inspiration to all employees, exemplifying the values that elevate our work environment and enhance the well-being of Siskiyou County. Passed and adopted unanimously by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors at a regular meeting of said board held the 15th day of April 2025. Wishes of the board?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Second.
Thank you, vote.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
And Supervisor Okren?
Aye. Thank you.
We have a gift for Owen as well. Pen that with your name. Thank you. And Owen would like to say something as well.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to my team. Brian's been an amazing leader and mentor. Adam's been an amazing coworker to work with. Everything that we do is team effort at OES, and I can't thank them enough. And I can't thank the CAO's office enough. Y'all's support has been amazing my whole time here. Any kind of questions I have, anything like that, I'm always able to go there and get an answer to. And thank you to the board for your support with all the initiatives that OAS has been trying to push through. We really appreciate the continued support, and we hope to continue making Siskiyou County safer and more resilient. Thank you.
Thank you.